Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Gambling Education Coordinator Kirk Nesset to talk about problem gambling and gambling addiction. First, can you tell me a little bit about what problem gambling and gambling addiction looks like?
Gambling addiction can take on a lot of different forms. Traditionally we would assume that a problem gambler is somebody who's 55 or over, senior citizen age, someone who does it more than they probably should and is doing it because they want to win money. However, data shows in the state of Iowa, primarily a problem gambler that has been seeking out treatment lately is anywhere between 39 and 55. Main reason why people are going and gambling is not to win money, but to escape, much like an alcoholic or somebody with a drug addiction would utilize a controlled substance, is that they're looking for that escape from maybe mental health concern. Maybe they're depressed, they're angry, anxiety issues. Maybe they're frustrated with things at work. So they're using it as that outlet that way. Signs that somebody has a gambling problem, obviously they're neglecting family requirements or responsibilities, work responsibilities. Maybe they're showing up late, leaving early for work, taking longer lunches. The other big concern with somebody with a gambling problem is maybe they're borrowing money from people. But not only are they borrowing money, but they're not necessarily being honest about why they need to borrow that money. They're making up excuses, things like that. The other concern, though, is that when we look at a gambling addiction versus somebody with an alcohol or substance abuse problem, it can go on for so much longer because of the fact that, you know, if I had an issue with alcohol, my family would be able to tell. They'd be able to smell it, or the side effects would be there, much like a substance abuse issue would be. However, with a gambling problem, it can go on for so much longer because I can lie to my wife, I could lie to my kids, my employer, my neighbors, my friends about what I'm doing, where I'm at. And if I'm in control of the finances in the family, then maybe nobody would even know for a decade or even longer because I can move money around and disguise, you know, what funds we have or lack thereof.
And then just from a family member's perspective, say I see somebody that I care about that I think is suffering from this, what's the best way to go about it or open up that dialogue?
The best way to go about having that conversation, the first thing I tell anybody that is, in this state, we would consider them to be a concerned person, spouse, family member, or friend, is that, I try to push them towards the Department of Public Health's website, the yourlifeiowa.org. On that website, you're going to find information, screenings, and tips and ways to understand the addiction itself, because when you're impacted by a problem gambler, it doesn't automatically imply that you also are a gambler. So you need to understand what they're going through. Because when you approach anybody struggling with an addiction, they're going to get defensive, and you need to be able to know, okay, what questions to ask and how do I go about that. If you feel like you can't get the information you need from that website, you can always call 1-800-BETS-OFF and talk to somebody that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can also do a live chat as well on that yourlifeiowa.org website. And that's answered by Foundation 2 over in Cedar Rapids. And again, that website has a ton of information. When you approach that family member, it's important to have your ducks in a row and everything lined up, and you know what you're going to ask, and have that information ready, because the addict themselves is going to be very defensive and on edge about what you're asking them. And they're going to have excuses and lies, and you have to be able to read right through those in more cases than not.
And then, so with there being discussion of legalized sports gambling in the state of Iowa, how do you think that will impact things along these lines?
With sports gambling, it's going to be interesting because, you know, you're opening up an opportunity for individuals to do something that maybe before they looked at it because it was illegal, it was either ethical or morally wrong to do. However, when you legalize anything, then the moral and ethics kind of go out the door because I'm not breaking the law. The other big concern is that you're creating that accessibility to it. So before, if I had never bet on sports before because I didn't have a bookie or somebody that I could turn to place a bet with, now you're creating these opportunities, potentially all 19 state-sanctioned casinos in the state of Iowa. But by doing that, though, is that they want to, you know, their intent is to be able to make it mobile so that you'll be able to create an account and have access to placing a sports bet from your own home and anywhere you're at, as long as you have access to the website once you've created that account. By doing so, that accessibility with technology creates a much larger concern for people getting involved and being able to do it, not having to leave their house.
Awesome. So that hit all of my points. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you wanted to highlight before I let you go?
The big thing is that, you know, if you have somebody that is dealing with a problem or a concern, or you yourself feel you may have an issue with gambling, you know, to check out that website or to call the 1-800-BETS-OFF. More times than not, a lot of problem gamblers that I've worked with, and I've been doing this for almost 8 years now, they get to a point where they feel like if they call, nobody's going to be available to help them. When in reality, you know, if they attend a meeting or go somewhere and sit down with a counselor, they're going to realize they're a lot worse people off than they are. So it's never too late to get help, and that's important to know that, because gambling is financially connected, and it's so crippling to so many people.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Gambling Education Coordinator Kirk Nesset. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.